Government says despite economic challenges, significant progress has been made in many sectors. One of such is the education sector. Speaking at the Meet the Press series in Accra, the Deputy Minister of Information, Felix Kwaitu-Fusu, said government over the past 4 years has distributed more than 100 million exercise books to basic school pupils under the free exercise book intervention. Also, 12.5 million mathematics, science and English core textbooks have been distributed. This, Mr. Kwaitu-Fusu said, has made the country exceed the universal textbook-to-pupil ratio of 3 textbooks per pupil. He noted that formerly the textbook-to-pupil ratio stood at 1 textbook to 3 pupils.
At the basic level alone, enrollment has increased by 829,625 in the last 4 years, owing largely to the underlisted interventions aimed at guaranteeing access to education for all our children. A total of 2,064 basic school projects have been under construction since the period under review. 432 of these were funded from regular Government of Ghana sources. The remaining 1,632 are being funded by GetFund. More than half of these projects have been completed and handed over to the education authorities. Over 100 million exercise books have been distributed since the NDC government started the free exercise book intervention. In 2013 alone, some 32 million exercise books were distributed to 4,768,806 basic school children across the country. This year, 10 million of these exercise books will be distributed. Last year, 170,221 school children were supplied with free school uniforms. Another 10,000 of these uniforms will be distributed this year. Again, 12.5 million English, mathematics and science core textbooks were distributed last year in public, primary and junior high schools across the country. This has enabled Ghana to exceed the universal textbook to pupil ratio of 3 textbooks per pupil. Currently, Ghana's textbook to pupil ratio stands at 4 textbooks per pupil, exceeding the target. Before this feat, the ratio stood at 1 textbook to 3 pupils, an amount of 24,472,840 Ghana cedis was paid in capitation grants to cover some 5,741,198 school children, representing 30% of basic school pupils in the country.
That was Deputy Minister of Information Felix Kwaitu-Fusu.
Meanwhile, Deputy Minister of Education Samuel Okudzeto-Ablakwa says the government does not owe salaries and allowances of lecturers, and as a result, the threatened strike by the University Teachers Association of Ghana, UTAG, is unfortunate. He said the book and research allowance is not outstanding since the standard practice is that payment is made in September. Mr. Okudzeto-Ablakwa was reacting to a question about the proposed strike by UTAG at a news conference in Accra. Joyce Jeche reports.
The press conference addressed development in education from the basic to tertiary level. This included the number of schools constructed under this government and the provision of learning materials as well. Deputy Minister of Education Samuel Okudzeto-Ablakwa gave this explanation regarding the UTAG proposed strike over research and book allowance.
Government of Ghana does not owe salaries, does not owe allowances of lecturers. The book and research allowance is paid once a year at the end of the academic year. year. Last year, for the 2012-2013 academic year, the book and research allowance was paid in September. So the standard practice has been that the book and research allowance is paid either in August or September. There have been years that it has been paid in October. So the question to ask is that, is it fair that you are receiving your salaries every month? The book and research allowance payment is not outstanding. We are not there yet.
He said a reform to book and research allowance was proposed, saying that the old regime does not augur well for research.
We have noticed that the old regime or the existing regime does not portend well for research. We spread the money thin to everybody, lecturers, non-academic staff, everybody is taking book and research allowance. And many lecturers who are interested in research have complained that the money has become so paltry because of the way we do it. And what happens everywhere in the world is that there's a research fund. You submit your research proposal, you attach your budget, and you can get good money for research. The unions have welcomed this reform, saying that it is good. The bone of contention is that they want us to still keep the book and research allowance and then look for money elsewhere to populate the National Research Fund.
He said a special committee set up by the president to see to the conversion of all polytechnics to technical universities has completed its work.
As I speak to you, the Dr. George Apreti Committee has completed its work. They have submitted the report to my boss, Professor Nana Ejimakor-Kwajiman, and we are preparing a cabinet memo. And soon, President Mahama will be announcing the roadmap that will see all 10 polytechnics converted into technical universities.
A Deputy Minister of Information, Samuel Kwachiofosu, said with effect from February next year, BECE candidates who failed to make the required grades into senior secondary schools can rewrite their examination.
Joyce Jechi with our report.